hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday. And if it's a Tuesday and you're just tuning in, well, you just missed the first hour of the National Intel Report. Every Tuesday, we feature Mr. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster and also Robbie Noel for a portion of the program. Let's go to the phones here. John Onesti from Onesti Investments on the line. Hello, John.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
My goal is to get a lifetime subscription to the International Forecaster. And I'm sending orders to Republic Trading Group. So I'm hoping to get enough of them where I can get a lifetime subscription.
That's a concept. I like it.
You're a life or mine.
Well, I'm bullish gold and silver. I know Robbie dropped off, but I'll probably have another order for him coming up soon. Also, I was wondering if I could talk to Bob sometime, like maybe off the air later in the week, because I wanted him to take a look at a stock that I've been watching.
The easiest way to do that, John, is to email him. And that email address, let me copy it here for public consumption, internationalforecaster@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And if you...
That's the site.
I'm sorry.
The email address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
Excuse my brain deadness today. How long have you been doing the show with me?
international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
And if you do that, John, you email him and include your number, he will call you back.
Okay, great. And then here's what I think could transpire over the next 4 years. I want to hear what you gentlemen have to say about it. I don't think they, being the elitists, are going to crash the stock market. But what I think you might see is if they push through national health care, they will then raise the ordinary income bracket way, way up, where you may see 35% or 50% brackets for ordinary income, and that will be a de facto drop of the market, because anybody who has money in a 401k or tax, retirement account, when they take their money out, immediately 35 to 50% are going to go to the Washington criminals.
Well, and John, I'm sure that you're aware of Hillary Clinton. I mean, she wants her national health care, whether you like it or not. On ABC's This Week, just recently, she said on the issue here of the universal coverage, they're now calling it, the question was posed as to, well, how are we going to enforce this and how are we going to get people to do this? And her response was, well, I think there are a number of mechanisms that are possible, including going after people's wages and automatic enrollment.
Right. Now, well, they're going to use that as
mandatory automatic.
Yes, mandatory.
It'll be an excuse. In other words, they'll say, well, because if they just raise the, let's say they raise the lowest income bracket up to 35%, there'd be a riot. But if they say, well, in order to pay for nationalized health care, we have to do it. Don't you want the children to be insured?
Yeah, well, it's all about the children.
Right, yeah. Right. That's how they'll present it. So, if John Stapmiller, you get on the air and you criticize it, they're going to say, "Oh, he doesn't want the children to have health care." When in reality, we know what the real reason is.
I'll tell you what. It would only take a thimbleful of brains to counter any argument that these people put forth, and that's the problem. There's no direct input or informational exchange in an understandable fashion. They put out the BS. We're supposed to accept it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm sorry John Onesti dropped off. I wasn't quite done with John, but thank you for calling in, and thank you for your support on this network, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of the people that advertise on this network, and we appreciate you looking into our advertisers and taking advantage of their goods and services, if you please. The commercial you just heard, by the way, is for credit card elimination and any unsecured debt that you might have. How about some college loans? How about any unsecured loan that you have out there? Folks, it is time that you now start planning your financial future, because you know the disaster is coming. And if you can free up $300, $400, $500, $600, $800, $1,000 a month that you're now paying on those credit card premiums, and chances are you're not even touching the principal, you're still paying the interest. Well, what can you do with $1,000 a month? Well, yeah, you might be able to buy a few groceries, a few tanks of gas, but I'll tell you what, we're going to put together a package, and Bob, you said in April things are going to start sliding sideways, and they'll have the checks in the mail deliverable by May for your $800 or $1,200, however much they decide to give away. I find it interesting because every year, every man, woman, and child in the state of Israel gets approximately $15,000. Every year, year in and year out. Gee, don't you think that a good stimulus package, rather than sending it to the Israelis, How would you like a $15,000 check in your mailbox this May? But I guess we don't want to get down that rabbit hole, Bob. But, you know, we are going to put together a package. We're going to find out what the checks are going to be, and we're going to put together a package through Republic Trading Group. Rather than you, and hopefully you'll have already paid down or dumped your credit card debt, and then you're going to make a little investment for yourself. No, you're not going to go out there and pay on a credit card or anything like that. You're going to put something aside for the future that is going to grow in value, and that's going to be gold and silver. So we're going to make packages available out there so you can just convert that check, since the government was nice enough to give it to you. And we're going to show you a way that you can double and even triple that amount of money that Uncle Sammy's giving you. By the way, he did it off of Fred and Sally to live right down the street from you. But having said that, we're going to be able to take what the government is giving you, which they're not giving you, they're just taking it out of somebody else's pocket. But we're going to show you a way on, and we haven't come up with a name yet, Bob, for the package. But it's maybe an inflationary fighter package, or we'll come up with some little cute name, but it'll be a package designed for the amount of that check that you'll be able to convert that worthless paper over to some hard assets that will at least keep up with the game of inflation that we've been suffering under for a number of years. Let's go back to the phones with my guests today, and as always on every Tuesday, Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. Paris in Illinois, then we'll go to Steve, Santiago, and others. Hello, Paris.
Yeah, I have one question for you and one for Bob. First, Bob here. Do you know what do you think Google is going to do now because it has gone pretty low, 500 range? What do you think?
Wait a minute, Paris. Do you think that's low, Bob? I think that's way overpriced. Don't you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And you know, because of the state of the market. I certainly wouldn't be in the market unless you're a day trader or trade within a day or two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recommend that for anybody except professionals. I see everything in the market low with the exception of some oil stocks and, of course, gold and silver shares. And there'll always be special situations, but whether you and I will know about them, who knows?
And one question, one last question for you, Bob. What is the future of Google? What do you think? If it's overpriced, or what do you think will happen to this internet superpower?
You know, when the market goes down, it takes almost everything with it. And when our stock's $500, you know, I can hark back to the late 1950s when we saw Polaroid. Selling at 250 times earnings, selling for about $1.50 a share, they're now bankrupt. And, you know, every dog has its day. And, you know, if you're along and something rides and you do well, you're very fortunate. But, you know, good stocks don't last forever. They get fully priced. And good stocks also have to fight bad markets. And we're in a terrible market. And that's why our government has to keep it from collapsing.
Well, and Bob, you know, I'm glad you said this because a lot of people always ask the questions, where's the best investments? And if you've got to ask that question of where are the best investments, well, then I would have you check your premise of about how much you really know about the markets. And you're exactly right. And the people that are in the markets are the people that are in there for a day or two. As you said, day traders. They'll hop, and a lot of these people have bags full of cash, so they have enough cushion. If they take a hit one day, they can make it up the next. Maybe the day after that, they'll get further ahead. But as you said, these are people that have large amounts of money that will pop into the market, take a quick profit, and then sell it off right away. That's not even guaranteed. But for the average person that still has stuck in their cranium somewhere, something in some dark, dank little corner of their craniums, that, you know, well, stocks, you know, which stock should I buy? Folks, I got a flash for you here. No stocks. You should be investing your money into something that's going to pay you a return of sorts, and that's what you should be looking at. And Bob, it amazes me, and I'm sure that you hear from these people, that people like to think that they're on top of things. They like to think that they're pretty sharp and they're always willing to learn more. But what I'm finding is more and more people don't understand anything, and it's a crapshoot for them. It's like you might as well go to Vegas and play against the house odds.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. The stock market has always been and continues to be gambling, and that's simply what it is, and it's not going to change. And unfortunately, the bad guys run the market, and they do as they want, as I said earlier, comparing them to the Gambino crime family, because they're every bit as bad. They just happen to have suits on, and the Gambinos wear sports shirts.
Well,
but
and I've heard it said before that, and it's actually a line out of a song, that people with briefcases are robbing more money than a guy ever did at the point of a gun.
Well, I think it's always been that way, and they, particularly if they're elitist, they get away with it. They, at worst, they pay a fine, and they get off almost free, and usually the company pays the fine.
You know, that's another question.
But yeah. In the marketplace, John. Generally speaking, unless you've got some really good advice, you don't stand a chance. And it is very, very difficult. And, of course, people say, well, if you invest for the long term, you're going to do okay.
Hmm.
That's not necessarily so. That's why people who are forced to be in 401ks and in pension plans that they don't have any control over are really getting fleeced.
You know, I actually heard somebody that's representing their stock brokerage company on one of the financial shows this morning. I think it was CNBC. And the question arose about, well, how do you feel about gold? And then it was peppered before the response is, well, we understand you're not bullish on gold. You're bearish on gold. And he said, well, of course, because if you take a look at the performance of gold over, say, the last 20 years, it's not really a good return on your investment. And I thought to myself, you know, at least you could be a little bit better with your line, trying to get people to buy your stocks that are failing. But the guy actually had the audacity to say, well, gold is not a good performer. And I'm thinking, what chart is this guy looking at?
Well, they don't know. They don't know anything about it. I was the largest gold silver stockbroker in the world for 28 years, and there was virtually nobody except a handful of brokers in the entire United States who knew what I knew or knew what I was talking about. The rest of them have no interest. They recommend and sell to people whatever the research department of their firm is pushing. And that usually is something that they have a large position in.
Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're up next. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John. Hi. That last commercial I listened to with James talking there, I was listening to his voice, and it relaxed me so much I almost dozed off.
You know, I said to him when we were doing cash flow one day, and I first heard that commercial, I said to him, it sounds like something else is going on rather than you doing a commercial. I said, I made reference to the same thing you did. I mean, my gosh, it sounds like he's in a hot tub someplace relaxing.
Yeah, it's almost hypnotic.
It is. I think that was the intention of it.
Well, I'm not a real good speaker when I get mad, so I got to control my temper. But my blood has been boiling about this General Motors thing all day,
mm-hmm.
and I just see sort of a master plan here. Now I might be paranoid, but all these houses it's going to be foreclosed on, and all these empty houses it's going to be. And then I think you're going to see a lot of factories follow suit after GM did this today.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen, you're going to see a couple of years down the road, you tell me if you think I'm right, you're going to see all these empty houses filled with illegal aliens. And then all these people are going to work at places like GM for, you know, the lower wage. You know, GM and come right out and said they're going to replace them with lower paid workers.
Yeah.
But I think that's what you're going to see. And there's just something in this country, and I've been in business meetings, and I've even been to union meetings. These unions ain't going to do nobody no good because they stand right with, you know, they're all bought off. And
Steve, that's a good point. The UAW has been in bed with the management and the ownership of these companies for so many years. They don't know a good deal when they see one. Hey, hang on a second. I'm going to carry you through the break. We'll be right back, 800-313-9443. We got Bob Chapman here for another 40 minutes. Take advantage. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Steve, in Ohio, I can understand your ire. And as Mr. Chapman said, that, you know, this is intentional to drive these auto companies into the ground because they've already got shops set up. I mean, in a real world, if they didn't have their companies based overseas, their manufacturing facilities, their markets in which to sell their product, they'd be sweating bullets right now.
Here's what I can't figure out, John. My wife came home mad last night. She works at an automotive place where they make automotive parts, mm-hmm. and she said they laid off half of their workforce not long ago and sent half of their work down to Mexico. They opened up a plant down there. But she said almost every bit of work they do, they have to ship back up to America to have it reworked. Or she said in some cases, they even just have to go through and count it because they'd get the count off so bad that their workers have to stand up here, take everything out of the crates, and recount everything because the count would be way off. But
she said
most everything they have to rework that they do down there.
Yeah.
And I don't see how that's saving the company money. I don't understand the whole thing.
Well, and in spite, I mean, General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or whoever's jobbing out here to Mexico, that just shows you that they're still doing this because they're still making a profit, still maintaining a profit off of even the rework that they have to do.
Yeah, I just do not believe that it's the wages of the American worker. I think it's just something bigger, you know. But you know, I could be wrong. But
no, you're right. It goes further than that, and that is that, and that's borne out by what your wife said about the quality of work and the missing parts that you're seeing. You know, how does the company tolerate it? It tolerates it because the company has been instructed to move the production out of the country, and the reason for that is to ruin the economy in the country.
No, I believe that. Bruce, you know what I think? Maybe what we ought to do is replace some of the CEOs that's making millions of dollar bonuses and stuff with cheaper workers. Maybe that would help them out a little bit.
Well, you're going to have a hard time unseating them when they're going for maximum profit to keep their shareholders happy.
I know. It's their company. You can't really do nothing about it.
That's exactly right. I mean, I would love to say, and if we had, if we were everywhere and had everybody's attention, I'd like to put a moratorium on buying anything from General Motors, Chrysler, or Ford, and make it a point to dent their profits so hard before they shift everything out of this country that, hey, you know, hello, we're here, and we don't like what you're doing, and we're going to cost you billions of dollars next year if you don't stop this insanity. But again, we have our vaunted ones. We've become dependent on business decisions and how the federal government gets in there and manages and massages the markets here in this country. The government shouldn't be involved. We should have a laissez-faire system or a true free market system where the demands of the marketplace dictate what's going on in the markets rather than some politician that is the only thing he's doing is grandstanding and greasing everybody and patting everybody on the back. It's an unholy mess.
It is. My grandfather, my father, and myself, all through these years, all the years, we bought Chevrolets. You know, we're just loyal to them all these years. And I'm telling you, I'm about ready to go trade my Chevy in for a Toyota.
I tell you what, I drive an 03 Mazda, and I've never been happier with a car. Well-engineered. And, I look at this and I think, you know, the woes that the American car manufacturers had, and I worked in the industry, and I saw their arrogance and their complacency of not bringing new and innovative product to market and make it competitive quality-wise with what was being imported in this country. And all they would have had to have done, and this is how simple it was, Steve, all they would have had to have done is just bought one of these foreign cars, pulled it into one of their garages, disassemble it, saw how the thing was made, and then repeat what the Japanese took our idea about manufacturing of automobiles, and they perfected it as much as they could. They were cranking out a quality product onto the market that people wanted to buy. Because we used to think when we bought a car, we weren't in the market to turn it over every year or every 2 years. We wanted it to last a while. And they missed the boat. The stupidity and the arrogance of it all.
You know, do you remember, John, the years when the Japanese businessmen would come over here with their cameras and walk through the factories and take pictures?
they weren't doing that because they were just tourists and they were just on a photo op.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your call. Let's move to Santiago in New Mexico. Hello, Santiago.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I was just wondering, you know, that rebate check that the government's supposed to give us, is that going to be taxed like unemployment is?
Good question. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that specifically addressed.
And the other thing I was wondering is, you know, they're going to give checks out to a bunch of people, I'm sure, that haven't paid taxes in years and years and years. And I was just wondering if that's not a way to get them back in the system.
That's exactly what it's designed to do.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because when I get my check, I'm going to tear it up. Not better yet, I'm going to frame it.
Well,
I'm not going to cash it. I mean, I could use the money, but I definitely don't want to, you know, be tracked again and be, you know, have to pay damn tax on something that for no reason.
But, you know, part of this, and I've heard a lot of people say this, and I'm not going to cash that check because I know where that money's coming from. And all this is wealth redistribution, but we're really not talking about wealth. We're talking about debt. And my God, I mean, are we actually going to discuss morality and ethics when it comes to money?
Yeah,
you don't say.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Santiago.
Sure. Okay.
800-313-9443. You have a half hour to ask any question that you would like on social and economic issues with my guru that joins me every Tuesday here, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. 30 minutes, folks. The clock is ticking. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We've got loaded phones here. Bob, is there anything that you wanted to bring up specifically on this program today before we get to more callers?
No, but I wanted to refer to something that you were just talking about with the gentleman. And I have seen information coming through regarding people who receive these stipends from the government that they are going to be deducted from any money that they would receive as a rebate on taxes next year. In other words, it would go against their rebate. Is there any truth to that? Have you heard anything like that?
No, I haven't. And as I indicated earlier, I have not heard anything on a taxation issue on that. That's what I've been waiting for, because we know that this is a bailout for the banks and the credit card companies. We know that the government is going to borrow this at interest, even though that they just Congress just passed a $700 billion defense bill. You know, we're spending money like the old saying, drunken sailors. Well, this puts it beyond that. But I was waiting for the other shoe to drop on the tax issue. I have not heard anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Gentlemen, I have to laugh at the Wall Street spin with Mr. Buffett and his supposed bailout of the monoline insurers. All he'd do, presumably, is cherry-pick the low risk issues that they hold and leave them with an even more concentrated garbage. You know, kind of like a super sieve of nuclear waste.
That's an interesting analogy, Bob.
Yeah. Now, also, and this may raise a few eyebrows. I've never been a Warren Buffett a groupie. The guy made a ton of money, you know, way back when buying McDonald's, Gillette, and Coke. You know, that's yesterday's news, and it's yesterday's paradigm. He also lost a ton of money when he shorted a dollar 2 or 3 years ago. And as Robbie points out often, if he'd have bought gold instead of that, he would have tripled his money. He also lost his shirt on Wall Street when I think, if you can confirm this, Bob, when he bailed out, I believe it was Solomon Brothers.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, he lost his shirt there. And I also believe he made an investment in giant insurer AIG a few years back.
That's correct as well. He was on the board.
That is currently imploding with undisclosed derivatives. It's lost about 20% in the past week alone. So the bottom line is this: how Buffett can be touted as this great savant and savior of the credit collapse derivative meltdown beats me.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I've been in that category for a long time. And you've got to remember, he's an elitist, he's an illuminist.
Exactly.
And he gets all the inside information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how these people make their big money.
Yeah.
Does anybody even know what Buffett and people like George Soros are even worth?
Well, Buffett,
they're worth billions of dollars, but it doesn't belong to them.
Yeah.
It belongs to the crime syndicate, if you may. And that's why you see the money go into foundations. And when it's in foundations, others can control it. So in essence, they're passing the wealth on among the Illuminists.
That's very interesting, Buck, because apparently Buffett merged his foundation with the Gates Foundation. Now, why would a guy that's supposedly this, you know, ultra, you know, a super duper investor, hand off his...
He was instructed to do so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not at the top of the heap. He's just another Sherpa, as they call them, or worker bee, or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. He's down on the third or fourth level.
Okay.
He's not up on the top level. The top level and beyond that are people that you've never heard of, or the royal families in Europe.
But it's just laughable the way that Wall Street spins that this guy's going to be the savior of the credit collapse.
Look,
you know, you were so right, and I'm glad you brought that up on this program, because people are fed this media guruism.
Yeah.
And look, I was in the investment business for years,
mm-hmm.
and I know how easy it is to be wrong and how difficult it is to be right.
Yeah.
And this guy has been wrong extremely, very often, and he's not the guru he's made out to be. And you are right in bringing it up, and you are right
That's
in targeting the fallacy.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, Mike.
Okay, gents. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
0-0. Good match.
Ed in Georgia. Hello, Joe. How you doing, Ed? Ed, are you there?
Yeah, this is John.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
All right. Listen, I just want to very quickly put a couple ideas out there for Bob and you to think about. This is how I see this corridor road they're going to build across Texas. They want to anyway. And the spur that's going to go up into Canada, and this is how I see it affecting us. The Chinese have very little farmland to grow their food on. Right now they see a food shortage in their country. At the same time, they're building up their merchant fleet. And that's going to become a conveyor all the way over to Mexico. That road is going to allow them, over time, to suck all the food, the wheat, the cattle from Colorado, all of that stuff right out from the states. Now, here's a couple of things to keep in mind. They've been trying to get through this new Treaty of the Seas through the UN.
Mm-hmm.
That treaty will have in it provisions that will allow that where that ship docks at in Mexico. When you first set foot in Mexico in that yard, the terminus point will be all the way up into Canada. The rules that will apply to all of that vast amount of land that they're going to put these roads and tracks in will be the law of the seas. It's hard to believe, but that's what it'll be. Will no longer be sovereign to the United States.
Simply because of the fact that it was shipped in by ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and what they're going to do is extend the actual harbor, the rules that apply to the harbor where the ship ties up. They're going to extend those rules all the way up into Canada.
Well, here's another scary thought as well. We're already seeing the Chinese dumping money into our financial institutions. And, do we think that there's going to be farmers out there that somehow are going to take a hit like they did back in the 70s and 80s? Possibly. So what is to stop the Chinese from actually buying up physical land in this country along that corridor? They could kill it both ways. They could ship it in, and they could be shipping out.
Absolutely. I've been looking at land out there from southern Illinois all the way up into the Dakotas and Saskatchewan. Especially for wheat. Now, the farms that sold, and they generally can sell from anywhere from $3,500 to $5,000 an acre, are out of the reach of you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But the larger farms that have actually sold have gone to, like, conglomerates, you know, face companies. I'm not sure who's facing that money up, but I'd have a good idea. It's probably the Chinese. Or other foreign nationals.
And what better way, Ed, if you were to do that than to give consideration for somebody and their business interest inside this country? Isn't what this globalization is all about? Transnational corporations doing trade over borders, all of these issues?
Absolutely. Here's a few other things that are going to happen. The new border for America will be south of that corridor across Texas. And then that spur that they're going to put up through Kansas City, we're going to have an East Coast and a West Coast, and then eventually build up into the West Coast having their own uniform government out there. You understand how that's going to work?
Yeah, I do. And if you remember, Ed, years ago, they were talking about, well, the Chinese could come up through or the Russians could invade and come right up through the Plain States and divide America in half. It wasn't about troops. It was about business.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time out in the Far East growing up and when I was in the military. And I can tell you, they will utilize every way possible to unload you from what's really valuable in your life, and that's your raw materials and your resources.
Mm, that's right.
And right now they're planning on, well, you understand the plan. Now, here's what else is going to happen along with this. They need to unload about 200 million people, or they're going to have a population collapse. And what they're going to do is when they get the conveyor belt started to be in real competition with the American people for the food grown here, is the return trip on those ships are going to start bringing peasants over. Now, you might think, oh, this guy is whacked out, but I've studied all of these things for a long time now, and it's finally coming together. And believe me, that Law of the Sea Treaty coming through the UN has been fought a few times in the past, and we haven't ratified it. But they're going to be bringing that up again, and this is going to fit in to the whole plan of how they're going to use us as their as an extension of their farmlands, not just China, but the rest of the Asian countries as well.
Interesting synopsis. Bob, what do you think?
Sounds real doable to me. I think it's a brilliant synopsis.
Yes.
Now, remember, fellas, the Chinese waited 100 years to get Hong Kong back. This isn't going to happen overnight. This will happen over a few generations. But this is how they think. We need everything tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They need things 100 years from now. We won't even see it happen. It'll just one day, generations from now, will wake up and they'll need a passport to cross over to the western side of the country.
You know, we are living in a pre-digested, pre-packaged, we want it, and we want it now.
Yeah.
But you're right. On the long-term planning stage, I have to tip my hat to the Illuminist. And this has been their game plan to create a one-world government where everybody trades with each other equally, and we can dissolve the borders, and, well, we can just be one happy new world order, and we can just float around the country, and, you know, everything's going to be, you know, dandy. The only problem is with that is America had set a standard that this planet had never seen before.
Yeah.
And that does not fit well with a globalist plan. Hey, Ed, thank you for your call very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, fellas, for the time.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your input. I'll tell you, we got the smartest listeners out there. By the way, I wanted to ask you a question here real briefly. You do a show, let me see, with Rick Posada in Chicago. What do you get from the listeners off that mainstream station? Do you get similar questions, or do you have a tendency to believe that we've got smarter audiences than what the mainstream does out there?
If I remember correctly, I didn't have any questions.
Really? Nobody called?
I had somebody else who was with him, who was in the financial business, who was asking me questions.
Really? So you didn't even get any questions from the public?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's cool.
You got to remember too that, with the exception of the programs that I do all the time, I don't do that one. I've only done it that once.
Oh, okay.
And so I can't honestly say that I can remember because I do so many of them.
Yeah, I was just trying to use a gauge versus a regular talk show or financial show that's been running for some time, say in any city USA, what type of questions you get from the listening audience versus the type of questions you get from this.
It varies pretty widely.
Okay.
I mean, I do the Charles Goyette out of Phoenix, and we do get questions, but they're usually social and political in nature.
I understand. You know, we have got to devote a show one of these days to just the Illuminist. And on yesterday's National Intel Report, I did a piece from a dead friend of mine that died last August of 2007, and it was on tracking the Illuminist. You know, I hear talk show hosts talk about this problem and that problem, and, oh, well, it's just all just a bunch of bad people, and they're segmented throughout society, and in this section or that section, and it's not really one particular group of people that are driving this agenda. But Jack Otto went through a synopsis of the false Jew, and we do not insult the Jewish people out there, ladies and gentlemen. We are not anti-Semitic, but when you have a group of people that have absorbed Jewish culture and supposedly the religion and pawn themselves off of being Jews when they don't have one drop of Semitic blood in their bodies. And we specifically talked about the false Jews and went through the scenario of where the international banksters came from, where worldwide communism came from, where Israel just happened to come from, and how these world wars were fomented with the with the solution to be a League of Nations and then United Nations. People selectively want to ignore this. And Bob, I don't know how they can, because this is true history. It is traceable, it is trackable, and it is historical. But they want to choose to ignore that because they don't want to look like they're beating up on one group of people. But these people are not real Jews. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, there's two groups of people who, generally speaking, except for recent converts, that make up people who follow the Jewish religion. And there's a small group which is termed Shafadism, Shafadic Jews, and they make up perhaps, I'm guessing, at perhaps 20%. And the other group originally came from Eastern Europe. They evolved out of the Khazar Kingdom when the dictator, warrior, whatever he was, decided to choose a religion. And they chose that religion, Judaism, and that's how Eastern European Jewry, as far as I can and concern, came about. And so the people who were originally Jewish are the Shafadim, and there's not many of them.
Well,
Over time, the Ashkenazi, as they're called, propelled themselves into a leading position among Jewry throughout the world.
And has been seeking power and the power structure ever since. I just wanted to get your take on that. We're going to roll a bunch of calls after the break. And like I said, one of these days, Bob, we're not going to talk about anything financial. We're going to talk about social and, luminous problems that they have created for us. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. joke. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right. We've got many callers and short amount of time to get there. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, John. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I wonder if Bob might have an opinion on this. Jerome Corsi wrote in WorldNet Daily yesterday about an interview he did with Michael Bolser. I think Bob talked about him on a previous show, but according to this article, there's a plan with the IMF to push gold down to about $500 for various reasons, and I was wondering what Bob's thoughts were on that. Who would the possible buyers be? Would they benefit the sovereign wealth funds? And does the Congress have any say at all in this? I'll get off.
Okay, thanks, Wayne.
Well, first of all, Mike Balls has been consistently wrong. And I've read his publication for some time, or perhaps 3 or 4 years. And he's always coming up with very unusual and strange and incorrect ideas. He's basically a Chartist. And not only did he come up with the interview of which you just mentioned, but there was a previous one where he said gold was going down to $800 or $500 an ounce. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
However wrong it may be.
Track record, yeah. And looking at the two statements which were made, and I'm surprised Jerome ran them without running them by me first, but I think that those prognostications are pure insanity.
All right. There's the answer to your question. Appreciate your call, Wayne. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, John, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Yeah, a couple of things. I caught the tail end of your show yesterday, and I didn't get it quite all of it, but you said it's up on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's also on republicbroadcasting.org, right at the top of the page.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is the thing still on with Rothschild tomorrow?
No, as a matter of fact, Matthew Rothschild did a little quick query as to who Republic Broadcasting Network was, and when we called today for a confirmation on the time of the show, he just simply said, "I'm not doing your shows," and hung up.
Oh.
You know, here's a guy that wrote such things as the new McCarthyism and how Bush trashed the United Nations and the progressive media project. I mean, the guy is just absolutely rife with mis and disinformation. And he knew who I was, and of course he declined the interview.
Okay, and the other thing is you said Mr. Otto had a book. Is that something you can get through RBN?
Yes. Just call us here at 800-724-2719. The name of the book is World War III.
Okay. And I just want to ask Bob something. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
He was mentioning about 401ks, and I have one of those 401ks where it's you can't take it out unless you quit your job.
Right.
So it was either leave it in T-bills or put it over or in the stocks. And so I just took the money out and put it overseas. It's diversified through Asia and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a week later, it took a whack of $13,000, and now I'm like, oh, should have left it where it was.
What percentage of the package did that represent?
Oh, God. I think it was probably like... it was more like a 50-50 split.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm debating if I should put it back or, from what I understand...
Okay,
like,
I'll tell you what.
Money anyway.
Yeah, okay, Bill. I think he's got the flavor of it. We've got less than 30 seconds here, Bob.
You've gone from the frying pan into the fire. Stay in T-bills if you don't have a gold, silver mutual fund within the structure to go into. That's the safest place for you to be.
All right. That's it. We got to wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. Don't forget, call Robbie. Well, he's going to be on the air coming up here in just a couple of minutes with the flip side, but give him a call. Write this number down, folks. There's not a better man to deal with, fair, and we keep those costs way, way low. 800-691-7898, and you get a free copy of the International Forecaster if you haven't signed up. And, Mr. Chapman, I will see you back here next Tuesday, my friend.
Done. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.